Good morning to all of you. Today is Good Shepherd Sunday, and that'll be our focus. Jesus is the Good Shepherd, and that is our beginning. Jesus said, I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. We have gathered as your lambs, dear Jesus. Thank you for your security surrounding us. Nourish us today, so that when we leave in a little while, we might not go astray. Amen. We turn to the Lord and confess our sins. Jesus, you know each one of us by name. You call us, but often we do not listen to your voice. Instead, we listen to our own voice or the voices of temptation. Listen to us as we confess our sins and snatch us back from Satan and our sinful flesh. Almighty God, merciful Father, I confess that I am by nature sinful. I have sinned against you with my thoughts, words, and actions. I deserve your punishment, both now and in eternity. But I am truly sorry for my sins. I repent of them. And for the sake of my Savior, Jesus Christ, I pray, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. Jesus grants us full pardon for all of our sins, and he asks us to go forth as a blessing to all people. May the Spirit abide in us and give us new freedom and power to live for our Good Shepherd. Amen. We collect our thoughts in prayer. O Lord, you are the Good Shepherd who laid down your life for the sheep. Lead us now to the still waters of your life-giving word, that we may abide in your house forever. For you live, reign with him and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The first word of our God that we are going to turn to is from Acts chapter 20. The apostle is writing, he says, keep watch over yourselves and all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Be shepherds of the church of God, which he bought with his own blood. I know that after I leave, savage wolves will come in among you and will not spare the flock. Even from your own number, men will arise and distort the truth in order to draw away disciples after them. So be on your guard. Remember that for 3 years I never stopped warning each of you night and day with tears. Now I commit you to God and to the word of his grace, which can build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. This is God's word. And for our gospel lesson today, we read from John chapter 10. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father. This is the gospel of our Lord. Our confession of the faith. I believe in God, our Lord and Father in heaven, who made us the crown of his creation, preserves us with every good thing, that we may live before him in peace and joy. I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, God's only Son from eternity, who became a man for us sinners, redeemed us from Satan's power with his holy precious blood, rose from death, made us his own to live with him now and forever. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who draws us to our Savior by the gospel, keeps us united in the true faith, forgives our sins, and at the end of the world will raise us from death to eternal life. I believe in the triune God. Amen. We turn now then to the Word of God, which is from John chapter 10. Dear friends in Christ, there was a neighbor who had a retired greyhound for a pet. It was more than strange to see a canine built for speed being restrained by a leash. Greyhounds are the Ferraris with fur, the Lamborghinis with legs. Greyhounds can get 0 to 45 in less than 3 seconds. You put them on a track with a mechanical rabbit, and you'll be amazed. During one race, 7 greyhounds were set to blaze around the track. The cages sprang open as the rabbit was sent buzzing around the track with the speedy sportsters in hot pursuit. But something tragic happened about halfway through. The mechanical rabbit somehow got a short in it, overloaded its circuits, and just blew up. The world of those 7 dogs just blew up. They didn't know what to do. One dog just curled up in a ball and started shaking. 3 others became angry and started to bite each other. 2 others ran around in circles, unsure of what to do. And the 7th dog looked startled for a bit. Then he turned around and ran back to his master for comfort and security. So what happens when your world gets turned upside down? What are we going to do if our health fails, our home burns down, or a close loved one dies? Do we curl up in the fetal position, become depressed, turn to a bottle to find something, anything to ease the pain, start snapping at your family? Do we become a grouch and shake our fist at God? Or do we become confused and just live for the day going around in circles? I urge you to do what that last dog did. Go to your master, the Good Shepherd. Go to him for comfort, guidance, and security. And that's the lesson that Martha and Mary learned that I want you to take with you today. What Jesus said and what Jesus did forever drains death of its dread and forever empties the future of fear. At a congregation, we're serving the vacancy at peace. It can seem like there is no shepherd, and that can cause fear and desire to give up. It can cause us to doubt God in his direction. It can harm our faith and cause us to curtail our efforts to share the gospel with others. It can make us retreat into our own little world and forget the bond we have with fellow Christian congregations. Or we can go back to the promises in the Bible. Jesus' last words before leaving earth should forever fill us with confidence and courage. Lo, I am with you always to the very end of the age. Jesus is always with us and will work out the events in our lives for our good, like the Good Shepherd reminds us in our lesson before us today. We need to hear that because sometimes even Christians can get caught up in chasing the rabbit. Our relationship with God can suffer when the worldly carrot is put in front of us. Not only the many earthly lives that have been blown up, but worse yet, the spiritual relationship with the Good Shepherd has been strained or even cut off. The rabbit of success, power, wealth, pride, apathy has led countless sheep to wander from the Good Shepherd. Do you know the difference between a cowboy and a shepherd? Well, a cowboy drives cattle, but a shepherd leads sheep. There was a group of tourists in the Holy Land, and they passed by a flock of sheep being driven into town. They were taking pictures, and one of the tourists asked the guide this question. I thought the shepherd led the sheep from the front. Why is he in the back? The guide says, that's not the shepherd. That's the butcher. My friends, that's the position Satan and sin always takes in our life, driving us, shoving us from the rear with reminders of our past, giving us guilt and anxiety about the future, filling us with fear, uncertainties in the present, filling us with worry, and we allow him. If we do, he'll steal our joy, he'll kill our love, and destroy our relationships. But Jesus will make you lie down in green pastures. He'll lead you beside the still waters forever. The thief Jesus refers to is a Satan and his minions. If you ever wonder if you're headed in the right direction with your life or with a decision you're about to make, remember this. The shepherd will guide you to the right places. Satan will drive you to the wrong places. It's no small wonder that the image of the shepherd was frequently upon the lips of his Savior, or our Savior. It was a part of the heritage and culture. Moses was tending the flocks of his father-in-law Jethro when God called him into a special service. David was a shepherd boy called in from the fields to be the king of Israel. The 23rd Psalm is frequently referred to as the Shepherd's Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. When Isaiah spoke of the coming of the Messiah, he worded it by saying, He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather his lambs into his arms. Yes, the tradition of the shepherd was very much a part of the heritage of Christ. And this picture comes more clearly into focus in the New Testament. Jesus once told a story about a shepherd who had 100 sheep, but one of them went astray. In our way of thinking, a 99% return on your investment would be most desirable. But not this shepherd. He left the 99 to go in search of that one lost sheep. Later, when Jesus was speaking about people, Mark tells us that he had compassion upon them because they were as sheep without a shepherd. And in our lesson for today, Jesus again taps into that imagery when he refers to himself as the good shepherd. He gave himself up on the cross for us so that we might live. Jesus' actions are similar to this event. The year was 1665. In the small English town of Eam, people suddenly started dying en masse. Soon 20 people per week were dying in the town. They didn't know the name of the disease then. We do today. We call it the bubonic plague. As the plague raged in the little village, the pastor of the church called the people together for a meeting. He proposed that they draw an imaginary line surrounding Eam that the villagers would not cross. In effect, he was suggesting that they voluntarily quarantine themselves rather than trying to escape to places where there was no plague yet. The people saw how quickly the plague spread and made an amazing sacrifice. They stayed put, thereby almost guaranteeing that each of them would die. But in this way, the plague might not infect the rest of England. By the time the plague was over, 260 of the 300 people of that little village had died. Well, isn't that what Jesus did for us? He sacrificed himself so that others would live. If he had not, millions of others would perish eternally. The Good Shepherd put his life on the line so that others would live. Jesus compares himself to a false shepherd. Outwardly, there seemed to be no difference. The skin of both has been bronzed by the sun and weathered by the wind. Both carry a shepherd's crook, but one is a shepherd in his heart. The other is a shepherd for his wallet. On an ordinary day, you could never tell them apart, but let trouble come, let a pack of wolves appear, the difference comes out quickly. Well, here's the good news, friends. I don't care how much trouble comes your way. The good shepherd will never leave you. He will not desert you in times of trial. That's the news that will let us face any challenge that comes our way. Jesus reminded us all that he is the shepherd who lays down his life for a sheep. Lay down your life for a worthless animal? It hardly seems reasonable. That is until we remember that we are the sheep that he's talking about. We are the worthless ones. It's called atonement, shedding one's blood for another who doesn't deserve it. Easter shouts out God's endless love for us, his victory over sin. Jesus said, My sheep know me. The question is, are we attuned to God's special whisper? I suppose all of us have seen the painting done in the 1930s of a dog looking with a cocked head at an old RCA phonograph. The name of the painting is The Master's Voice. We know that in our lives we have not always recognized our master's voice. We have been busy, too occupied, too self-centered. Sometimes, frankly, we are afraid to hear his voice, for we know that he will say what we may not want to hear. But we know that it is important for us to hear again and again the words of the Good Shepherd, I know my sheep and my sheep know me. The good shepherd lays down his life for sheep. You don't have a life worth living for if you don't have a cause worth dying for. If we are to follow the shepherding model as laid down by Christ, then sacrifice must be a part of our faith. It means that the church must lay down her life for a worthless and undeserving society. Do you know why a flock of sheep with no shepherd is so sad? Because sheep have no sense of direction. And without leadership, they will just wander aimlessly. They'll stray away from the flock. They'll lose their way. They'll walk right over a cliff without a second thought. We need Jesus. He saves us from our sins, our mistakes, our errors, and every other term we can use to describe the wrongs we have done. How many times have I heard people who have messed their lives up, destroyed their marriages, lost their jobs, went to prison, blew up everything meaningful relationship they had, make these statements? Somehow I just got off the wrong road. Somehow I just drifted away. I don't know why, but I just wandered away from my roots. The reason why so many messed up people lived messed up lives is because they don't know where they are, and they don't know how to get where they need to go. So they just start wandering. Spouses wander away from their marriage. Children wander away from their parents. People walk off cliffs of drugs, alcohol, materialism. Just like sheep, we need guidance, direction, leadership. Sheep know their shepherd, and their shepherd knows them. When your rabbit blows up, go back to the shepherd. Very truly, I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate but climbs in by some other way is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him. The sheep, they listen to his voice. He calls the sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them. His sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Therefore, Jesus said again, "Very truly, I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd, does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf come, he abandons the sheep, runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd." This is God's word. We turn to the Lord and confess, or we pray the prayer he taught us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And brothers and sisters, go in peace, live in harmony with one another, and serve the Lord with gladness. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and grant you his peace. Amen. God bless you. God bless your week.